Take a moment now to ask yourself, what brings you to practice? Not so much generally, but in this moment. Why bother? See if this inquiry brings you to some sense of aspiration or intention for practice. Is it that it helps you to live more fully, freely, peacefully, lovingly? Does it possibly simply help you to settle yourself in the midst of troubling times or busy, chaotic times? Are there possibly some very high aspirations of connection, deep knowing, of wisdom? And compassion. And there's no right or wrong answer. Each day is different. So just inquire, what brings me here? At a really deep level. And then, as best you can, just have a sense that you're sitting here, feel the body, the sounds coming and going. And then opening into a breathing space with your intentions guiding you. And our more general intentions always to open with some curiosity and goodwill towards ourselves and our experiences. Remembering step one, simple awareness. So, what is my present moment experience? In particular, what are all the many thoughts bubbling up? The words, the pictures, the memories, just let them show. Be aware, too, of whatever emotions are here, maybe connected to the thoughts. Noticing along with the emotions, their feeling tone is pleasant, unpleasant, perhaps even neutral. Letting it be okay that they're here. It's just what's happening. allow yourself to scan through your body, checking in with yourself with simple awareness a little more deeply and closely. Brief scan through the body, opening to anything that feels a little tight or contracted, a little troubled, opening to it with interest and kindness. And from this basic awareness of thoughts, emotions and their feeling tone, and body sensations, just see if you might find it helpful to adjust your posture a little, to sit in a little more upright and dignified way, graciously receiving the present moment, and softening through the body as you do so. And then moving into step two, let's now let all of the thoughts, feelings, and sensations be in the background and gather our awareness into the breathing, wherever it's easy to feel it. And then step three, let's expand around the breath and take in the whole of the body. Breath and body as a whole. Again, opening to the body and especially to anything that may feel a little troubling, a little tight, a little unpleasant. Opening with interest and kindness. Whatever is here, this is the life that's here. Can we open to it? Can we see our experience as simply nature unfolding? Out of a whole universe of causes and conditions. And then from here, moving into the rest of our practice and skillfully choosing an anchor for yourself in the present moment. What do you need? What fits with your intentions for practice? Do you need a narrow focused awareness on the breath? Do you need a wider awareness, breath and body as a whole? Do you need an awareness that's very spacious, so perhaps sounds, or even choiceless awareness, which is no anchor at all, simply sitting and being, So make a choice how you'll practice and engage the practice with interest, with kindness, and your own personal intentions guiding you. And being skillful with the wandering mind, noticing, opening, tagging, easing back, perhaps using that NOTE acronym, notice, open, tag, ease back. Ease back to your anchor. Intentionally showing up for the life that's here, letting it unfold naturally, pushing nothing away, and yet not caught up, chasing after any thought or emotion with its demands, with its dictates, being steady in the storm through your anchor. If you find you're getting tight in the mind, the heart, the body, check your intentions, your aspirations. Perhaps they can help. Perhaps there's an attitude to reinstate. Perhaps there's something to let go of. Remembering your intentions, your aspirations for practice. How might they refresh you as we sit here? And gently see if you can affirm your aspirations, your intentions, beyond the practice to take you into your day. into the next few moments after the practice, our time together, and the rest of your day, all the way to bedtime, where you might remind yourself of them again.